This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on successful implementation of Mudra Yojana and the road ahead. The participants are Vivek Gupta, Director, Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, and Sonu Sood, Anchor.
Today is the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, PMMY, which is a path-breaking scheme of the government to empower small and micro enterprises. To discuss the genesis of this scheme, the vision behind it, and the major objective of this path-breaking initiative, we are joined by Mr. Vivek Gupta, who's the Director of Financial Inclusion in Department of Financial Services. A warm welcome to you, sir, on Akashvani.
Thank you, Anna.
We would like to congratulate you. Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has completed 10 years today, and the Prime Minister is celebrating it at his residence by interacting with the beneficiaries of the scheme. Let's hear what the Prime Minister said on the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana.
अब इस योजना को 10 साल हो गए. ये सरकार ऐसी है कि एक योजना का 10 साल के बाद हिसाब लगा रही. लोगों से पूछ रहे कि भाई ठीक है, हम तो कह रहे हैं कि ये हुआ, लेकिन आप बताइए क्या हुआ. और जैसे मैं आपसे पूछ रहा हूँ, आज देश भर में आने वाले दिनों में ऐसे समूहों को मेरे सब साथी पूछने वाले हैं, और उसके कारण अगर कोई इसमें बदलाव लाना है, कुछ सुधार करना है, तो वो उस दिशा में भी हम जाने वाले हैं. शुरू में 50,000 से 5 लाख किया. सरकार का कॉन्फिडेंस देखिए कि पहले सरकार भी सोचती थी भाई 5 लाख से ऊपर मत, तो डूब जाएगा तो क्या करेंगे, तो मोदी के बाल नोच लेंगे सब लोग. लेकिन मेरे देश के लोगों ने मेरे विश्वास को तोड़ा नहीं. मेरा जो मेरे देशवासियों पर भरोसा था, उसको आप लोगों ने मजबूत किया, और उसके कारण मेरी हिम्मत हुई कि 50,000 से 20 लाख पर पहुंच गए. ये निर्णय छोटा नहीं है.
We'd like to know from you, what is the genesis, what was the thought behind this scheme when it was launched 10 years ago? What was the major objective?
National Strategy for Financial Inclusion was launched around 11 years back, which had three pillars basically to cover all the aspects of financial inclusion. First was banking the unbanked, opening bank accounts for everybody. Then securing the unsecured, giving them insurance, social security. And third was funding the unfunded, which is the Mudra scheme. The basic strategy behind it was to give finance to those people who otherwise were out of banking system, who were finding it hard to get into the banking system, and to make it easy for them and convenient for them to come to any bank and ask for any loan that they want to have without any collateral.
So no collateral is the biggest, you can say, the USP of the Mudra scheme for entrepreneurs who might have the vision, a dream, a plan, but they do not have capital?
I would say so, yes. Especially in the marginalized sections of society, in rural areas, for women in rural areas, they might not have any property or anything that they can have the security of keeping it as collateral. So this came as a big, big help to them so that they can approach the formal banking system and take loans and grow accordingly. And the data has shown that from taking small loans, they have taken now bigger size loans.
So, you're talking about the size of loans. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? According to the size of loan, what are the various categories? And another category has been added in the last budget, Tarun Plus. So, if you could just outline that for our listeners.
Yes. There were earlier three categories of loans. That was Shishu, which gave loan up to 50,000 rupees. Then there was Kishore, which gave loan between the range of 50,000 to 5 lakh. And there was Tarun, between 5 to 10 lakh rupees. So, an entrepreneur who, say, was starting a business would initially take a loan of a small ticket, maybe in Shishu category, a 30,000 loan. Then, as they will gain experience, they'll pay off that loan and migrate to bigger category loans. That's how the scheme has evolved over a period of time. So, considering that thing, last year a new category was introduced, which is Tarun Plus, and loan up to an amount of 20 lakh rupees is now being given in this.
And how difficult or how easy is it to really apply for this loan? If a common man who's probably a job seeker and but has a very good idea in his head about a business and wants to take advantage of the Mudra loan scheme, or somebody who's working and in a regular job and wants to become an entrepreneur. So what is the procedure? How complicated is it? The documentation, the licensing, the approvals. Can you give us a little bit idea about that?
It is relatively very simple. They can approach any bank and ask for loan in the Mudra category. If they want, then they can also apply online through Jan Samarth portal. I mean, anyone can check for itself. They just log into Jan Samarth portal, enter your eligibility. You don't have any collateral to give. You'll automatically be taken towards Mudra loan category.
And it's also been, you know, seen that a lot of women are benefiting. Can you give us a little bit idea about how this scheme, how is it helping in the upliftment of women, in women empowerment, which is one of the basic objectives of the current government all through the 10 years that we have seen?
Yes, the sheer numbers speak for themselves. Out of the total beneficiaries of more than 52 crores, 68% are women in this category in terms of loan taken. So there have been many success stories about women who have initially taken smallish loans because they were not confident enough. But as they have grown into confidence, they have migrated to bigger categories and have generated lots of employment. Plus, they serve as a success story to everybody around them. This inspires many other people to come in to take loans and grow their business accordingly.
And also the beneficiaries of the marginalized section, what kind of impact have you seen in that segment and how has it helped uplift their, you know, standard of living or given them opportunities to become entrepreneurs?
See, when one takes loan, he starts some business and grows into confidence, their life standard automatically improves. That's a given. It gives them confidence. It makes them owner of their own business, creator of employment. So if we talk about the marginalized section, almost 50% of the loans out of total 52.3 crore loans given belong to these category of people. So which shows that largest beneficiaries of this scheme has been women and people from marginalized section of society.
In fact, even the International Monetary Fund has appreciated and said that the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana of India is promoting inclusive entrepreneurship in India. So you think that in this field also we can become a global leader and set an example for the other countries?
Sure. This is a scheme which has unprecedented on a global scale. The sheer number of it speaks for itself. 52.3 crore loans. I mean, that's more than the population of many, many countries, most of the countries. So this is a model which everyone can emulate and learn from.
And can you tell us a little bit about the interest part of these loans and the repayment terms? They are easy, they are more lenient, and there is this body that is being talked about, Credit Guarantee Fund for Micro Units. What role does it play in supporting the borrowers?
The interest rate on these loans differs from bank to bank and region to region, depending on the availability of funds and the practice of the banks. For private sector banks, for public sector banks, for NBFCs, for MFIs, the rates might differ. So these range from somewhere around 7% onwards. As far as a credit guarantee fund that you talked about is concerned, this was established to give guarantee to banks to secure their loans so that if any loan go bad, they have a fund to get back to.
And also we have seen that today while interacting with the beneficiaries, they were very, very, you can say, inspiring examples which came up. And the Prime Minister also, he urged beneficiaries to further spread the word to people about the Mudra loan and its benefits so that more and more youth can come and they can take advantage of it. How important is this to create awareness about the fact that this is open for everybody?
See, if you read those success stories, if you interact with people, the heartiest thing to know is that from the rural, most rural areas of the country, from Lakshadweep to Baramula in JNK, we have entrepreneurs who have reaped benefit from it, who have become more confident. I myself interacted with the beneficiaries and have seen their confidence, and they have become a role model for the people around them. They have generated employment and now they aspire big. They want to do more things, and the horizon of dreams that was available for them has increased many folds.
So can you give us an idea about the kind of businesses which people have got into using Mudra loans broadly, which have been the most favorite segments or businesses which they have got into, and geographically also the spread of Mudra loan, how far has it spread to the remote corners of the country?
The type of enterprises that we have seen, there have been different kinds of anything that you can consider. There have been traders, there have been manufacturers of, say, boxes, there are bakers, the restaurants, vegetable vendors, they have opened new shops, they have opened kirana stores. So since Mudra loan is available to manufacturing, trading and services, any activity, and in this budget homestays have also been added. So sky is the limit for people who want to avail these loans. The beneficiaries are very widespread.
And technologically, we have, you know, advanced to a great extent. For instance, payments. We find that most of the people, they prefer paying through electronic means. In fact, one of the beneficiaries from Kashmir, who has a bakery, he has said that 90% of his transactions are through UPI. So you feel that this digital economy, the digital public infrastructure, which has come up in a big way in India in the last decade, that is also helping entrepreneurs in a big way.
It is helping us in a big way. If we see for ourselves, our lives have been completely different from what used to be 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago. The digital payment has taken country by a storm and now everybody uses it, including the Mudra beneficiaries in remotest corners of the country. That's the most laudable thing.
And the vision of the government right from the beginning has been that instead of job seekers, we should become job creators. And there was earlier maybe some kind of, comparatively speaking, disrespect for business and more respect for jobs, for people who were doing jobs. You feel that the current government has succeeded through schemes like this to give respectability to the same respectability to entrepreneurship, if not more, and encouraged people to become job providers rather than job seekers?
Yes, jobs, I mean, whether it is a job or it's a business, the idea is to live a comfortable life, to have to give whatever we want to our kids. So this scheme has surely done that. And a job creator in itself is a big, big thing. Not only you are supporting your family, you are helping many other families to elevate their status. So this scheme has definitely helped in this, yes.
So this 10-year journey has been really momentous, as we have seen that lakhs of people have benefited and more than 33 lakh rupees of loans have been given to small entrepreneurs. What is the road forward? How do you see the Mudra scheme helping the economy to become a developed economy by 2047? What is the vision for the future for Mudra scheme?
The vision is obviously to bring as many people in its fold as we can, to elevate their status, to make them more confident. And if we can see from the data itself, the average loan, average ticket size that was taken was only 40,000 in 2015-16, which has now increased to 1,05,000. So there has been a 2.5-fold increase in the average loan size taken, which reflects upon that how people have learned from their experience, how they have migrated to bigger ticket size, and now they aspire to even go at a big, big level.
And what about the state spread? Are there any states which are stellar examples of people who have availed of this and maybe the other states need to follow suit, take their example?
The beneficiaries are very widespread. If we talk about states like Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, their population is more. The beneficiaries are obviously more there. And the states where people already had an entrepreneurship skill with them traditionally. So the states like hilly states. So those people, you know, they need to gain experience. They need to have a bit of years under them, the loans, so that they can grow into much more successful entrepreneurs. So this is fairly widespread across the states, I would say.
And along with the Mudra scheme, what are the other, you can say, complementary schemes of the government which are giving support to these budding entrepreneurs of our country?
Since initially I talked about National Strategy for Financial Inclusion, so banking the unbanked, that is the Jan Dhan accounts, the Social Security, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, Suraksha Bima Yojana, along with Mudra scheme, these are the scheme which, you know, encompasses everything that a person needs to grow.
So you feel that this Mudra scheme, which is helping the micro and small enterprises really come into existence, it'll help them scale up and we can hope that there'll be a major, major contribution to the economic development of the country, the economic growth of the country?
We certainly hope so. We know so because from the experience that we have seen. And if you interact with any beneficiary yourself, you will see the confidence that they have grown. And now they themselves say that they did not think before that they can grow so much. Now that they have done, so they say that we have become example to other people, and they quote experiences that where other people seeing their success has taken these benefits and have grown their own business.
Thank you so much for this inspiring discussion on this path-breaking scheme of the government, which has really helped first-generation budding entrepreneurs of the country and brought out talent, honed their talent to contribute to the overall economic development of the country. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on successful implementation of Mudra Yojana and the road ahead. The participants were Vivek Gupta, Director, Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.